Genesis chapter 5. This is the book, the written record, the history of the generations of the descendants of Adam. When God created man, he made him in the likeness of God, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness. He created them male and female, and blessed them and named them mankind at the time they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness, according to his image, and named him Seth. After he became the father of Seth, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. So Adam lived 930 years in all, and he died. When Seth was 105 years old, he became the father of Enosh. Seth lived 807 years after the birth of Enosh, and he had other sons and daughters. So Seth lived 912 years, and he died. When Enosh was 90 years old, he became the father of Kenan. Enosh lived 815 years after the birth of Kenan and had other sons and daughters. So Enosh lived 905 years, and he died. When Kenan was 70 years old, he became the father of Mahalalel. Kenan lived 840 years after the birth of Mahalalel and had other sons and daughters. So Kenan lived 910 years, and he died. When Mahalalel was 65 years old, he became the father of Jared. Mahalalel lived 830 years after the birth of Jared and had other sons and daughters. So Mahalalel lived 895 years, and he died. When Jared was 162 years old, he became the father of Enoch. Jared lived 800 years after the birth of Enoch and had other sons and daughters. So Jared lived 962 years, and he died. When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God 300 years after the birth of Methuselah and had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And in reverent fear and obedience, Enoch walked with God. And he was not found among men, because God took him away to be home with him. When Methuselah was 187 years old, he became the father of Lamech. Methuselah lived 782 years after the birth of Lamech and had other sons and daughters. So Methuselah lived 969 years, and he died. When Lamech was 182 years old, he became the father of a son. He named him Noah, saying, "This one shall bring us rest and comfort from our work and from the dreadful toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." And Lamech lived 595 years after the birth of Noah and had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth.